I'm recording. This is Liz Lavender in conversation with Julie Bodsworth at Glastonbury on the 24th of June 2015. Julie, tell me what you did with No Fit State Circus.
What I did with No Fit State
What you just
Circus,
told me you did
basically,
with
Basically, I spent most of my time getting drunk with Paul McGuinness.
And how were you employed, Julie?
To drive the truck.
Right, okay.
I shouldn't admit that.
Why?
Because I was drunk most of the time. Oops. No, not when I was driving the truck, sorry.
No. Oh, yeah. The two things kind of go, don't they? So, what truck was that?
A gigantic pink one.
Right.
It was great. Being a girl with a gigantic pink truck.
And it was a rigid body one, wasn't it?
It was a rigid one, yeah. I can't remember what
and
it was.
Did it all go smoothly on your travels?
It did, actually. I got away with it because the guy that came and took over after I was there had nothing but trouble the year before, and the whole time I was driving the truck, it behaved perfectly.
Yo.
I'm not quite sure what happened after he left or after
How's
I left.
Going, guys?
Yes, thank you. Like the BBC, we're having an Julie's being interviewed about her life at the No Fit State.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
So what tour was that on then?
Treasure Island.
Treasure Island, it was just the Treasure Island one that you did.
Yeah.
So can you remember where we went?
Been rascaling.
I'm doing kiddie mission all day.
Swindon, Boreham Wood.
So let's go.
Glastonbury. It rained. We were on site for about 3 weeks.
Is it a very hairy day?
I do remember we did some sort of Olympics thing with loads of leftover cabbages on site after everybody else left.
Yeah.
A bit of shot put.
I think they were Swedes.
Were they Swedes? I don't know, but I do remember there was shot put and various other sports.
Yeah, I remember shot, and I remember a huge fire. Yeah, with the longest washing line going all the way across
it. Was, the first day,
was that here?
Burning loads. Yeah, it was a miserable time.
It
was after Glastonbury.
It wasn't nice. I was quite
pleased
to leave.
It was really muddy. And I think we had to be towed out, didn't we?
I can't quite remember. I do remember being really thankful that I had a trailer.
Yeah.
So, thank God I've got a trailer.
And I'm not sure whether it was the year that we had...
Lexi,
the Samba in the tent at 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock. Was that that year?
Possibly.
And what else can I ask you? Have you ever gone back to work for No Fit State? And if not, why not?
No, I haven't. But I did ring. No, actually, Tim rang me a couple of years ago about driving some trucks down to Montpellier, but I was tied up because after I left No Fit State, I bought my own lorry and was working with that. And he rang me about going and driving the trucks to Montpellier, which I was like, great, really like to do that, but I couldn't do it at the time. And then when I sold my lorry last year, and I rang them and said, look, I'm available, because that's what I thought. I wanted to get back into this sort of style of stuff. So I rang them and said, look, I'm available if you want trucks moving anywhere at the moment. So they haven't rung me back.
Right. So I think you must be one of the only people.
It's not Tim, it's Tom, isn't it?
Tom Rack and Tim Adam, either probably.
It's Tom actually, yeah, because I've got Tom and his state was in my phone. Yeah, it's Tom. Yeah, he rang me.
So you were probably the only person that didn't have trouble with the pink lorry.
No, it liked me, it was pink.
It's amazing, isn't it? Okay, is that enough?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got anything else to tell me? Where was the best place you got pissed on tour? Where was the best site?
Yeah, I'm going to go for a wander. What's going to do, actually?
I don't know, all of it, really. Oh, we went up to Newcastle as well. We went to that festival, because Paul McGuinness plumbed everyone into the lamppost, didn't he? On site. We were up at Newcastle, Fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. We went to, what the hell's that band called that come from Newcastle that sing the Fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine?
Lindisfarne.
It was like a fish.
Is it Lindisfarne?
Lindisfarne, I think. I do remember being up there and being really surprised because they all talk like your man off Viz.
That's right, and we were very close to houses, weren't we?
Yeah, we were on a little grass bit in amongst a lot, sort of looked like more like a housing estate.
That's right, and we were plumbed into the lamppost.
Mm.
Thank you, that was great. Didn't happen very often, being plumbed into a lamppost. End of interview.
Yeah, you see, that's one way to get out of it.